August 31st through September 6th. Helaman chapters 13 through 16. Glad tidings of great joy. As you record your impressions this week, think about how the principles in Helaman chapters 13 through 16 build on and reinforce other things you have been learning in the scriptures. The first time Samuel the Lamanite tried to share glad tidings in Zarahemla, see Helaman 13:7, he was rejected and cast out by the hard-hearted Nephites. You might say it was as if they had built an impenetrable wall around their hearts that prevented them from receiving Samuel's message. Samuel understood the importance of the message he bore and demonstrated faith by following God's commandment, quote, that he should return again and prophesy, end quote. See Helaman chapter 13, verse 3. Just as Samuel did, we all encounter walls as we prepare the way of the Lord. See Helaman chapter 14, verse 9. And strive to follow his prophets. And like Samuel, we too bear witness of Jesus Christ, who surely shall come, and invite all to believe on his name. See Helaman chapter 13, verse 6, and chapter 14, verse 13. Not everyone will listen, and some may actively oppose us. But those who believe in this message with faith in Christ find that it truly is glad tidings of great joy. See Helaman chapter 16, verse 14. Ideas for personal scripture study. Helaman chapter 13. The Lord gives warnings through his prophets. In the scriptures, prophets are sometimes compared to watchmen on a wall or tower who warn of dangers. See Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6 and Ezekiel chapter 33 verses 1 through 7. President M. Russell Ballard taught, quote, through the centuries, prophets have fulfilled their duty when they have warned people of the dangers before them. The Lord's apostles are duty-bound to watch, warn, and reach out to help those seeking answers to life's questions, end quote. From God is at the Helm, Ensign Orleahona, November 2015. As you study and ponder Helaman 13, you could mark the many warnings that Samuel gave. For example, what did he teach about repentance, about humility and wealth? How might these warnings apply to you? What warnings have modern prophets given recently? And what do you feel you should do about those warnings? Helaman chapters 13 through 15. The Lord is merciful to those who repent. Originally, Samuel was sent to the Nephites to share the joyful news of the Savior's coming. See Helaman chapter 13, verse 7. Because they rejected him, he returned with stern warnings of the judgments of God. But those warnings consistently included a merciful invitation to repent. Look for these invitations throughout Helaman chapter 13 through 15, especially Helaman chapter 13 verses 6 and 11, chapter 14 verses 15 through 19, then chapter 15 verses 7 and 8. How do these invitations apply to you? What do you learn from these verses about repentance? When have you experienced the mercy of God that comes from repentance? Helaman chapter 14 and chapter 16 verses 13 through 23. Signs and wonders can strengthen the faith of those who do not harden their hearts. In Helaman chapter 14, Samuel explained the reason the Lord provides signs of the Savior's birth and death. Quote, to the intent that ye might believe on his name. End quote. See Helaman chapter 14 verse 12. As you study Helaman 14, note the signs of the Savior's birth in verses 1 through 8, and the signs of his death in verses 20 through 28. Why do you think these signs would be effective ways to signify the birth and death of Jesus Christ? Can you think of any signs the Lord has given to help you believe in him? For instance, prophets have predicted signs that will appear before the Savior's second coming. See Signs of the Times, Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Have any of these signs been fulfilled in our day? Other signs that lead to faith in Jesus Christ may be more personal and less dramatic. Take a moment to ponder ways you have witnessed his hand in your life. What caution is given about signs in Helaman 16, verses 13 through 23? How can you avoid the attitude of the people described in these verses? See also Alma chapter 30 verses 43 through 52, and Ronald A. Rasband, By Divine Design, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Helaman chapter 16. Following the prophet's counsel brings me closer to the Lord. Elder Neil L. Anderson taught, quote, I have found that as I prayerfully study the words of the prophet of God and carefully with patience spiritually align my will with his inspired teachings, my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ always increases. If we choose to set his counsel aside and determine that we know better, our faith suffers and our eternal perspective is clouded. End quote. From the Prophet of God, Ensign Orleahona, May 2018. How do the words and actions of the Nephites in Helaman chapter 16 confirm what Elder Anderson taught? What personal commitments do you feel you should make regarding the Lord's prophets and their messages? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Helaman chapter 13 verses 3 and 4. What inspires your family about Samuel's response to the Lord's command in Helaman chapter 13 verses 3 and 4? During your family study this week, perhaps you could encourage family members to share impressions that come into their heart. Helaman chapter 13 verse 38. The idea that happiness can be found in doing iniquity is common in our day. In what ways has living the gospel brought us true happiness? Helaman chapter 15 verse 3. How does God's correction show his love for us? Invite family members to humbly ask the Lord what they can do to improve. Helaman chapter 15 verses 5 through 8. What do we learn about conversion from the Lamanites described in these verses? How can we follow their example? Helaman chapter 16 verses 1 through 3. Would your family enjoy acting out the story of Samuel the Lamanite? After reading the account, maybe family members could take turns standing on a chair and reading some of Samuel's prophecies while other members pretend to shoot arrows and throw stones. This could help your family understand how Samuel and the Nephites may have felt. Young children might enjoy drawing pictures of the story. How can we be like Samuel and share the gospel with others despite our fears? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving personal study. Look for patterns. A pattern is a plan or model that can be used as a guide for accomplishing a task. In the scriptures, we find patterns that show how the Lord accomplishes his work, such as sending his servants to warn the people.